I'm joined here by Four Masters minor manager Damien Dunyan. The rain is starting to fall here, but it won't dampen your spirits today. You're the minor champions, and I'm sure everybody's delighted with that.
Yeah, sounds really good to hear that. Nothing could dampen this this experience this evening. You know, just delighted for the boys, the way they played, and you know, to come out on the end of a hard game like that. You know, it's just amazing to think that I started with these boys since they were probably 7-8 years of age, and to be standing in O'Donnell Park now today with an under 17 minor title, it's just amazing. It's fantastic.
It was a great game, and I suppose, you know, you conceded a goal early on. I'm sure you were probably disappointed with that. And then Conor Meehan scored 4 points in the trot. Then Glenn Swilly got 5 points. But then you got a goal just before half time, and that was a very, very important score to level it up at half time.
It was the goal they conceded. I was very, very disappointed. We asked at half time what happened there, and just unfortunately, Big Jake thought the ball was gone over the bar and it just looped in underneath. But you know, they showed great resilience after that. And Conor especially, I thought he was fantastic today. He scored 7 points in the county final. It's amazing, you know. But the goals win games. There's no doubt about that. Like, you know, and Rory McLaughlin's goal just before half time was huge, and he could have had another one, you know, in the last seconds. But it wasn't to be. But we got them in at half time. We said, look, we think there's goals there, boys. If we go at them, you know, we have pace. We have a huge amount of pace in the forward line. We felt if we go at them that there was opportunities there, and just Kevin Muldoon's goal, I thought it was just as good as anything you'll ever see in a county final, you know, or any game for that matter. But we were pleased with the players we had. We knew, you know, we had the ammunition up front. If we could get the ball to them, you know, that's how it transpired in the end. So
yeah, you moved 8 points ahead quite quickly then, and Glenn Swilly, like, they were never going to lie down. They got a penalty, and they had a couple more goal chances, and there was some heroic defending bodies on the line for your team to keep them at bay.
Yeah, we went 8 up, and I thought, you know, we sat off them too much. We allowed them to kick the ball in on top of us, which, you know, is never a good idea. We should have probably been pressing them further out the field, but you know, when you get into the throes of a game like this, just it's all hands to the pump then. So when we weren't able to get the pressure out the field, we were going to have to fight tooth and nail them in front of the goals, and that's what the boys did, and they threw themselves at all sorts of stuff, you know, and you're going to have to do that. Glenn Swilly are a very proud team and a very good team, you know, and with Michael Murphy at the helm and Lee Gilday and Jerry McGrenner, these boys were always going to play right to the end, and the boys knew that as well. So you know, that's the pleasing thing. We done the same against Termin in the semi-final. We had a good extra time to win that. We said it could be the same today, and we were prepared for that too. But yeah, it was just great to win the game without having a good extra time, you know. So I'm just delighted for these boys. You know, they have really, as Keelan said, the captain, Keelan Sweeney, they have been training since February, 3 times a week, every week, without fail, you know. And it was them boys that won the game. It wasn't us on the line or anything else. It was the boys themselves that won it, you know, and that's the way it should be, you know.
And I'm sure you will enjoy this success, but there is an Ulster minor tournament back in at St Paul's in Belfast again this year, and I'm sure Four Masters will be looking to go on a little run in the province now.
Yeah, funny enough, we hadn't really spoken about Ulster at all, but I do know that there is a competition coming up later in December, so the boys, I don't think, know that yet, but we kind of thought we'd be finished up training, but we'll go again, and look, at to represent your county in an Ulster competition is fantastic for these boys. They've represented the county at All-Ireland Féile when they were under 14 and won Division 2, so they've never been found wanting when the big days have come up, you know, so it'll be great to pit themselves against the best of Ulster, you know. It'll be fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, thanks.
Keelan Sweeney, you are the captain of the Donegal Minor Championship Division 1 winners. How does that feel?
Oh, amazing. Hey, I can't put it into words how good I feel about this. Like, we've worked so hard all year, and it's amazing for it to pay off.
Yeah, I'm sure you were expecting a big test here against Glenn Swilly. You were very impressive in their semi-final, and it was a tough game, but you came through it.
Yeah, definitely. No, we were over watching them before we played Termin, and geez, they are a quality team, like, and we knew we played them during the league and we drew over in Glen Swilly, and they just have some very fine players. Like, we knew it was going to be a tough task, but thank God we got over the line.
Yeah, you've an incredible amount of pace in your team. Like, your forwards, it must be a nightmare trying to keep up with them in training. Like, but that pace, it got you through for goals there today.
Yeah, Senan Carr, Kevin Muldoon, Connor McCall, just the pace is unbelievable. Like, in training and all, they're firing all guns blazing all the time. It's amazing.
Yeah, and the defence too, they don't always get the credit, but they held strong when Glenn Swilly were going for goals at the end.
Yeah, there was a few big clearances off the line, like John Bell in there, and just we were lucky to get everything back out that was coming in, and just great credit to the defence. Like the forwards are very good as well, but just the defenders need a bit of credit there as well. So
very good. And come here into Ulster now. You're going to spend a bit of December up about Belfast. I'm sure you'll be hoping to do well in that competition.
Yeah, definitely. No, everything we go to, we try to win it. So hopefully now we can move on to Ulster and give it a good rattle. So
very good. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks.